Welcome to the new podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new podcast. I'm your host, Marcos, with my fellow co-host, as always, Justin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the new podcast. Glad to be back. Glad to be sitting right in front of you, Marcos. You look very comfy in that armchair.
I do. Yeah. It's really comfy.
It looks like an armchair expert armchair.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Kind of, I mean, I'm a sucker for a comfortable chair.
It looks great. I mean, I wish I had one of these in my room. I feel like I'd be really comfortable every time. You see those cup holders right there? You know, that actually reclines and pops up.
Yeah. See, but I don't want to get too comfortable.
Why?
Because then I'll probably end up taking a nap.
No, I mean, you know, record, so. I mean, this episode is about therapy and Phil Stutz. Am right. I getting his name right? I feel like
Phil
I'm getting...
Stutz, right?
No, no. His first name. I know his last name, Stutz. S-T-U-T-Z.
Oh, Stutz.
Phil Stutz. I don't know if it's Phil, though. And I don't want to get it wrong. I think it is Phil.
It is Phil Stutz. Has to be Phil Stutz.
Okay, well, I think it... Oh, you know what? We'll fact check that later. But I do want you to get comfortable. It is Phil Stutz, huh, Tony? It is Phil Stutz. I kind of want to play therapist today, and you can be my patient.
That's interesting.
Nah.
I'm not walking into this.
I'm not a psychologist, though, so I can't
That's
really,
why.
I'm like a wannabe.
A psychologist is just going to fucking tear you up.
Yeah, dude, they'll probably cancel me right
They're
now.
Like, dude, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're trying to diagnose him.
No, I'm not trying to diagnose him. I just want to, like, hear and listen and... Maybe dissect. No, we don't have to do that. But we are going to talk about psychology. And I do want you to get comfortable.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I'm an open book, so.
No, I want you to get, like, physical.
I'm not going to lean back. Fuck
okay.
That.
All right. I'm sorry. There's no consent for you to get. Wait, what? No, that doesn't make any sense. Well, like I said, this episode is going to be a little bit of psychology and a lot of Phil Stutz, because I watched the documentary on Netflix yesterday. Or 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I watched it. And I watched half of it. I'm going to be completely honest here. I watched half of it, and I took a lot from it. It resonated a lot with me. And one of the first things I want to talk about is the life force triangle.
Oh.
That was so cool. I found out to be so cool. And just, I feel like it's things that I knew already deep down, but I feel like that reinforced more of it in my life. And let me just explain what the life force triangle is for those that don't know. So it's a triangle he draws. He's very into illustrations with his clients, with his patients. And it's a triangle. And the bottom of the triangle is your relationship with your physical self, your physical body. The middle triangle is your relationship with others. And the very top is your relationship with your own self. This life force triangle is... something that he wants people to enforce in their lives or work on in their lives when they're trying to find what they're passionate about. You know, pretend you're somebody that's, you haven't really found what you love to do, what you're really passionate about. One thing that you could always work on, though, is your life force. So your physical body, your relationships with others, and your relationship with yourself. And the very top is yourself. And then, you know, like I said, the bottom is your relationship with your physical body. So what he means by your physical body, that would mean sleep, what you eat, what you do for yourself. And then the second one, what that means with your relationship with others is your relationship with your friends, your parents, whoever you're in contact with, you know, and he always, he preaches to initiate that. Like he describes that as when you're socially isolating yourself, it's kind of just ships on the sea horizon. When you're isolating yourself, those ships represent your friendships and it's kind of just drifting away, and you're just at shore watching it drift away. But you got to reel it in. You got to take initiative with your friendships.
Right.
When I'm in tune with my body, if I'm in tune with my routine and my habits of working on my body, like, it sounds bad, but Jonah Hill talks about it, where he's like, yeah, I never really had a good relationship with that because I was always picked at of my appearance. You know, like his roles were based off his weight, off his appearance. And his mom would give him shit about, you got to lose weight. You got to do this. You got to do that. It was never proposed to him in a healthy way. it was always proposed to him in a very toxic way. Whereas if he was proposed to like, yeah, you should go to the gym so you could work on yourself in a positive way, not in a negative manner where everybody was coming at him because of his appearance, you know, that healthy relationship. So, you know, every time I'm working on myself in a positive manner, not in a way where it's like, oh, I got to diet because I got to lose weight because I got to look good. Like, you know, like that very toxic way of looking at yourself, whereas you could just go and, yeah, I want to work on myself because I want to feel better. Right. I want to have better self-esteem because I promised myself I was going to go to the gym to work on myself in a positive way. If we look at it that way, it's such a fun experience instead of like strictly saying, oh, I got to go. Like
me, for example, actually, like that's kind of like one of the main reasons I started going to the gym again was for myself, was like for my self-esteem. Exactly. It's like, yeah, I want to look good, but at the same time, I'm doing this because I need it for myself to kind of like, that's where I can kind of push all my problems away and just hit the gym. And like, it's a real good head cleanser, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, that's how I've been looking at it more. Like, yeah, it makes me happy to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. You know, well, it's also good, you know, to care about how you physically look. But at the same time, like that's benefited me more is being happy, or that space, the gym, is allowing me this happiness.
I feel like looking good should just be like the added benefit. Right.
Yeah, of course.
To
obviously
working out.
If you keep going and then you're doing the proper things, then you're obviously going to look good.
Yeah. Right? For me personally, how I view working out now, of course, before working out was my job. I played basketball for a living and I had to do that. I was getting paid to do that. Outside of being a basketball player, I just find it as this. For example, I'm going to use my mom. I love my mom to death. I would encourage her to go work out. I encourage her to eat healthy things. I encourage her to stay away from the bad vices that are out there so that she could live a comfortable life. She could live longer. She has a better quality of life. I want that for her because I love her. I love myself too. So why wouldn't I want that for myself as well?
Right.
I want to live a quality life. I want to feel good about myself. I want to feel good in a nutritional way. Like I want my body to function the right way, you know, because I love myself and I want that for my mom too. I don't want my mom to get sick. I don't want my mom to get cancer. I don't want my mom to get diabetes. And what prevents all that is a healthy lifestyle because I love her. So I love myself too. So I should have those same things for myself. I should love myself enough to get myself to have a healthy relationship with working out and a healthy relationship with food. Because a lot of it now, I feel it's such a hard pressure and like toxic positivity and toxic way of going about working out and your body and your healthy and your diet. Like, oh, I'm on a diet. I can't do that. Oh, I gotta go to the gym. Oh. Why can't we approach it in a loving, positive way so that people that aren't in it, that are trying to get in it, can approach it in a positive way as well? Because I feel like that's what holds a lot of people back from starting this health, quote unquote, health journey, because it's so toxic sometimes and it's so restrictive and it's so, I don't know, it feels militant. But if you come in there with an open heart, have fun, do what works for you, there's no one size fit all thing in working out.
People always result to what me heads, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even then, like nowadays too, there's a lot of things on TikTok about people in the gym and, you know, you can't look at certain people and you can't wear certain things.
There's a huge trend going on with fucking women catching men.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Dude, when I'm at the gym, bro, I'm hitting a set. I'm looking up the whole time, dude.
Look
literally
up, look down. That's
I'm
it.
Looking up the whole time. Yeah. I'm not that kind of person to like just look at women like that. You know, but we are men, obviously, you know, but at the same time, dude, the gym is vital.
Yeah,
it's vital.
Definitely.
It's freaking vital. Yeah. It's fun too. It's fun. Like when you start going more and you start feeling yourself and you start results, like when you start seeing results too, like a lot of people kind of deteriorate from the gym is because the results don't come in fast enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, instant gratification. You always when you work something, you always want to see it right away. But with things like the gym, you won't see it like the next day. You'll see it in months from now, weeks from now. It just truly depends on your body. But like I said, in that triangle of life force, physical body, your relationship with your body, your relationship with sleep, with your eating. Because, you know, when you're when you're on that track, you're consistent, you're doing the right things, you feel, your body feels good.
Right.
And when your body feels good, your mind's going to work in a better way. You know, you get to focus more, you get to be more mindful. When you're working out, stress isn't as prominent as it would be if you didn't work out, mm-hmm. you know, because your mind is everywhere and working out helps with that. For me, at least, working out kind of eases me just a little bit. You know, it kind of helps me organize my thoughts. I'm not going to go through anything harder than my workout today. So physically, you'll feel good. And the next thing is the relationships, you know, with your friends, with your family. I think that's key because, man, when I'm like socially isolated, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm just judging the world. Like, I feel like I'm just mad at the world. If I'm not able to hang out with my friends in a good way, if I'm not able to talk to my parents in a good way, it just doesn't feel right. You know, like you want to have good relationships with the people around you. I mean, we talk about this endlessly sometimes. It's like, the people are the only ones that really matter in this world. You know, the people that you spend time with and you have relationships with. Like, you got to have healthy relationships to feel good about anything in this world. Like, if I'm fighting with somebody, it just doesn't sit right with me all day. You know, if I'm arguing with somebody, you just feel that argument. You feel the bad emotions all day. It just doesn't feel right, you know?
No, not at all, bro. It's hard to carry that weight too. It's like, and then like, it all depending on how you are as a person too.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hold grudges, you know? Yeah. I tend to like forget things, I guess, without even receiving like an apology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of that kind of person to just kind of like not sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
But not face it head on, you know?
Yeah. I think there's always a healthy way of confronting uncomfortable topics with your friends or with your family members. I think one way is not attacking people when you have something confrontational. Don't let your emotions kind of get to you.
Yeah.
You know, if like me and you are having an argument per se, like we don't have to bring anything personal into this. We could talk it out. We like, oh, like this was the issue. Okay. Well, how can we solve this issue? Like, what did I do wrong in your eyes? What do you think I did wrong in your eyes? You know, like, and then I could say the same thing and we could hash it out. We could talk about it. Like adults.
Yeah, I don't want to be like personal, but recently I had a situation, like a family situation. Okay. I'm just going to kind of base the situation. My mom and I have a stepbrother who's he's a little more hard-headed. He has more attitude. You know, at that age, you kind of just feel like you're invincible or immortal, or like you kind of feel like the world's against you, that type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in my mom bump heads occasionally here and there, right? Like a mother and a son do, you know?
Of course.
It happens, right? And they recently, like, they had a pretty bad argument. And the way that they were reacting to each other was just screaming. Yeah. Like, no one was getting their point across because they're just both screaming at each other.
Yeah.
So my dad called me. He's like, hey, this is going down. Like, come to the house. Like, you know, try to talk to them. So that's exactly what I did, dude.
Yeah.
I talked to him in a calm demeanor. Like, I pros and cons, situations, what's going on. Let's talk about this. Like, literally, let's just talk about this. No screaming. No yelling, like no one try to be right, you know, like just come in this clear headed and let's talk. And I mean, they calmed down and it worked out. Like I had a good conversation with my brother and I told him like, I was once your age. I went through the same things. Like I put my dad through hell, like, you know, just being a teenager who thinks he's invincible, like just doing stuff that like obviously your parents tell you not to do for a reason. And then, you know, you see later in the future. So that's what I was kind of telling him, like, hey, bud, you don't want to see these things in the future where your parent, where you're like, damn, my parents were right. You know, I want you to, you know, so you don't have those regrets, you know, or to where you follow better footsteps. So I was just kind of breaking it down for him, but in a calm demeanor, in a talking way, like he's a human, like I'm not his older brother. Right now, we're both humans.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Dude, you know what I hate the most? When adults talk to kids like if they were kids.
Exactly.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, he has his own head. He has his own mind going. Like, and like I said, at that age, I knew how it felt like to be at that age. You don't want any fucking adult, especially your brother, telling you what to do or
and talk to you like a kid.
Or talk to you like a kid.
Yeah.
I talk to him man to man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Like establishing him things and problems that I've had in my life that led to me making these decisions that I don't want him to make.
Yeah.
So it was real eye-opening. And like, that's kind of how I just resolve most problems now is in the calm demeanor.
Definitely.
I fucking avoid screaming and all that nonsense because it's pointless.
Yeah, there's always, the thing is like, there's always two sides to the story. Yeah, exactly. There's two perspectives.
Exactly.
There's two upbringings, two different upbringings.
Yeah.
There's two perspectives. Exactly. There's two emotional capacities. There's two, they're two different people, you know? So you gotta, when you come into these situations, if I'm in deep argument, if I'm heated, if I am pissed, if I'm this and that, I gotta remind myself, like, that person sees it in a different way too. Like, what you see may not be what they see as well. Like, it's just it's a constant, like, you just gotta be empathetic towards others. And if you could be the person that could just be the bigger person and just calm down and kind of see it in both ways, be that person. You know, be the person that can see it both ways. Be the person that's empathetic, more empathetic towards the other person. Just say you're right.
It's like,
it's okay.
Bro, we fuck up. Yeah. Like, we get it.
Yeah,
what's the point of keeping calling out a fuck up? Like, there's no point in that.
No.
Like, you fucked up, that's it. We move on. Like, we grow from that.
Let's take steps forward.
Let's stop, you know, like, that's what ends up happening is, like, in these conversations, these fights, they tend to attack what they did wrong.
Yeah.
Instead of what can you do for you not to do that again? Like,
right.
So like that's also a big point, I feel like, is just because, I mean, they're just always going to feel embarrassed or guilty, or like if you keep bringing it up, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like you could just, okay, somebody does something wrong. If I do something wrong.
Right.
Of course, I want somebody to tell me I did something wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? But if I do it again, of course, tell me again. Right. Like if I keep doing it and doing it, like that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if I do one thing wrong and you tell me that I did it wrong and we do take steps forward, there's no reason to go back to it.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
And there's certain ways to approach it too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. What approach did you take when this all happened?
Pretty much. I was just like, what are you guys mad about? Like, what did this start with?
Like, what happened?
And then, yeah, exactly. So then I was like, so I retraced the steps and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, our mom had a very long day. She got up at 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
She fucking worked till fucking 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
She came home. She fucking did all the laundry. She poured all the laundry apart. She put it all in bags. She fucking put it in the car. She went to go wash laundry till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. All she wants to do is come back and go to sleep because she has work the next morning at 4 a.m. again. You know? Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to deal with anything other than just going home, fucking, you know, going to sleep and then just...
Yeah.
And then my brother, he kind of came with like... I don't know if he had a bad day or anything like that, but he also came kind of flustered. And then but my mom being tired and upset, and also him just having that attitude.
Both
in general,
of them were in a short fuse.
Exactly, bro. And the thing that happened was my brother had a drink and he leaned back on his chair and spilled the drink.
Okay.
And then my mom she tends to be a clean freak almost, which I mean, who doesn't want a clean house, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that really kind of like at that point where you're so tired and you did all this throughout the day and then just fuck, now the fucking spilled drink and you're
It wasn't the spilled drink that caused
exactly.
that. Fight.
Exactly.
It's just both of them on a short fuse having a long day.
So then that's it. I broke it down for them. Like, listen, I understand, and I told her, talk to me, whatever you need me to take care of the kid, you want me to go and help you do laundry, whatever it is, talk to me, just talk to me, and I'll talk to Chago, we can relate on better terms, because of our, you know, I'm a lot younger, and then, you're gonna look at him as a son, and then, like I said, I looked at him as, a friend in that situation, you know,
life, it's awesome, it's cool, man, it's things like that are inevitable, are gonna, people are going to argue. People are going to get in fights and arguments, but it's just about how you handle it and how you react to it. I feel
that's what kind of I've been learning and trying to teach is how to react to certain things.
It's because that's inevitable.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's the second. So that all falls in the
relationships,
right? So the last one is your relationship with yourself.
Okay.
So one of the things that I really took away that really resonated with me is he talks about journaling, how important journaling is.
Right.
And I didn't really look at journaling this way till he talked about it. And he talks about it as the unconscious. So that unconscious voice in your head, that little voice that we constantly talk to, that we fight with, that we kind of just have, you know, the impulse voice where it's like, oh, just go eat that, just go chill all day, just do all, don't go to the gym, just chill today. Like that constant battle back and forth with that unconscious mind. And that's just not the only thing that we have with that unconscious. We have our thoughts there, how we view the world, how we feel that day, how we feel about the world that day, how we feel about ourselves that day. There's all of that in the unconscious, right? And he talks about always having that mindful journaling where you talk about how you are feeling, right? So the way that works is that when you write down how you're feeling that day, you write down what's bothering you that day, you write down what's giving you anxiety that day, what's making you feel depressed that day, or what's making you happy that day, what do you want to get done that day, things like that, just a very mindful journaling practice. That helps you kind of get in control of your unconscious, your subconscious. Like, if I don't, I'll use me as an example. If I don't journal this beginning of my day before I even get to the gym, because the best days I have is when I get up, I go to the bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth, get ready for the gym, come back in, do my bed, and go straight into a meditation and then straight into a journaling. If I don't do that specific routine, that specific habitual routine in the morning, I will have a crazy mind the whole day. My mind's going to be fucking everywhere. Like, I will have these anxious thoughts. I'm going to have these doubts about myself. I'm going to have more of an impulse to not do anything. I'm going to have more of an impulse to just fuck off on the shit I want to do. Like, I'll eat bad. I won't go to the gym. I won't be as focused at the gym. But if I do those things, I'm locked in because I'm already setting myself up. Like, my first five things that I wanted to get done that day is already done with just doing my bed in the morning, meditating, journaling, and getting to the gym. If I do all four of those, if I do all those four things focused, my whole rest of the day is fucking focused. And yeah, of course, there's dips up in here and there, but I can get control of it. I can snap myself back into it, you know? So doing that journaling, like, okay, why am I feeling anxious this morning? Oh, it's this, this, and this. Okay, now I know why I have those feelings. I could kind of have a grip on it then. So when those anxious feelings come back sometime in the day, I can be like, why am I feeling like this? Wait, I wrote about this earlier. That's why. Okay, yeah. I'm feeling good now. I could get control again, you know? Or like, what are my intentions today? I always have that in my journal. What are my intentions today? Like, what do I intend to do? And what do I intend to give out in this world? Most of the time, it's me writing down, be as genuine, as present as you can with everyone you interact with. Those are like the main two things every day. And when I do catch myself interacting, you know, like specifically right now, we're podcasting, how I am interacting with Tony, with you, Marcos, be as genuine and be as present as I can. And if I catch myself dozing off, not paying attention, like, wait, hold up. Let me get back to you guys. Let me bring myself back into this room. You know, like things like that. Because my conscious is already thinking about things like that. But if I write it down, it's out there. I'm putting it out there. I'm actually being conscious of the unconscious that's in my mind, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And then I feel like us humans, I mean, for me personally, you know how I have to function in order to remember things is I have to write them down.
Yeah.
Like whenever you write stuff down, it almost like imprints in your mind. Because you can replay you writing that down and you're like,
you're there.
You're there. You're present.
You wrote it.
Yeah,
you wrote it out there.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that I can understand how journal is very vital.
It's so vital. I've never been a journal guy. Like, I recently.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I recently just started journaling. Like, consistently, the most consistent I've been was the last half of this year, 2022. Maybe like for 3 months straight, I did it consistently every single fucking
day.
Awesome. And in 2023, I went on vacation. I didn't bring my journal. I didn't do it for 1 week. I didn't do it for fucking 2 months. It spiraled away. Like my unconscious, that little voice took over. Like it went the fuck away. Like I didn't do it for the last. I've been just recently, the last 5 days, I've gotten back to it. The last 5 days.
It's awesome.
But before that span of all of January, I didn't do it at all. Because I didn't do it for a week on vacation. That's the only fucking reason. And I didn't meditate. I didn't do any of my mindful practices. And guess what? My anxiety was all the way up. I was depressed some days. I wasn't as productive. I haven't done a lot of things towards my life or career just solely because of that. Because I couldn't establish myself in the beginning of the day, which is fucking nuts, you know? But now that I'm back on it, I feel like I have a clear picture of what I need to get done. My anxiety's not as bad. My depression's not that. I'm not depressed, but I don't have those days where I'm in a funk, you know? And I feel like I have some kind of control and direction in my life, which is crazy. Just doing those things in the morning, you know? So
I gotta take a piss.
Okay.
We'll go back to internet.
All right. I need to take a piss too. Damn, shit. Awesome. Speaking of Phil Stutz, that movie was made by Jonah Hill.
Correct.
Right. And I love Jonah Hill. One of my favorite movies of Jonah Hill is Superbad. Just because it's one of the best high school movies ever. And one of the things every time I watch it, it reminds me of me and Marcos. Me and Marcos went to high school together. For those of you that probably know, but those of you that don't know, me and Marcos went to high school together. We played on the same basketball team. We're on the basketball team. And one of the experiences that kind of reminds me of Superbad that I can relate to me and Marcos's high school experience was this one time we went to Knott's Berry Farm current girlfriends in high school. It was fucking hilarious, bro. I don't know if you want to tell the story. You're a better storyteller than me.
I mean, it's a pretty basic story. I mean, just a couple of high school kids in love, and we're all dating kind of this. They were all the same friend group. Actually, yeah. The two of them were cousins, and and one of them they were best friends.
Yeah, so it was three of them, right?
Yeah, what pretty much ended up happening. Actually, I think when we went to Knott's that day,
set the stage of like our friend group. And who the other friend, like kind of like the actual characters in the story.
Oh,
mention
Rod. You seem like you have a grasp of it already.
Okay, all right. Let's do it.
Go for it.
I don't mean to fucking cut you off. I'm sorry, dude. Okay, let me set the characters in the play. I'm going to use, for our friend group, I'm going to use the real names. Mm-hmm. And the girls, I won't use their real names. I don't want to put them out like that. Okay, because I don't think Roger would mind.
I already said his name. Well, Roger.
I love you, Roger, dude. Yeah, I have a feeling he might. Who knows? But
what's up, dude? Hopefully,
yeah.
Hey, Roger.
I miss you, man. I hope we get to play basketball one of these days again. Yeah,
bro. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're doing well. I know he's doing well. He drives a Tesla now.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah, he's doing great. He does great. How do you call this? Okay, so let me set the stage. So it was a friend group. And it was me, Marcos, and our teammate, Roger. Yep. Marcos and Roger are like the 1-2 punch in the post. Marcos is our center, and Roger was like our stretch four, shooting threes as a big guy. He's a 6-foot power forward, which is fucking crazy to think about. And Marcos is a 6'3 center, which is other thing crazy. 6'3s are point guards in the NBA. 6 foot could barely make it to the NBA. Like, that's how crazy small our team was in basketball terms. Okay, but anyways, it was us three, Roger, Marcos, and Justin, me. And our girlfriends were all kind of the same kind of friend group. They were an actual friend group. So let me give out some names. This is fake names, disclaimer. We got, my girlfriend was Kayla. Marcos's girlfriend was, let me think of a girl name.
Allison, fuck it.
Allison, there you go. Yeah, so my girlfriend was Kayla. Marcos's girlfriend was Allison, and Roger's girlfriend was Michelle.
Michelle.
There you go. So we got Kayla, Allison, and Michelle. My girl was Kayla. Marcos's girl was
Allison,
and Roger's girlfriend was Michelle. Okay, so it was Kayla's birthday, my girlfriend's birthday. And she wanted, was it? It was, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Kayla's birthday, and she wanted to go to Knott's Berry Farm. Her parents don't know about the boyfriends. Of course. They were 14. We were 15.
Yeah,
we were kids. Fresh sophomores. No, we were juniors. They were freshmen. Kind of sounds bad right now, but that's just how the cookie crumbled.
Damn, you're the difference.
Yeah. It's just how the cookie crumbled, okay? I'm sorry.
No. I don't know why you're sorry.
Okay, high school shit. That's just how the cookie crumbled. Anyways, and we didn't drive yet at that time.
No cars.
Broke kids. So we're like, how the heck are we gonna get to Knott's Berry Farm? And to put it to perspective, where we lived, Almonte, California, to Anaheim, Buena Park, California, which is Orange County. That's like a good, with a car, that's a good 35-minute drive. Yeah.
Traffic almost an hour, maybe.
Yes. It's a long way to get there if you're a 15-year-old.
Yeah, the 5 is not friendly.
Yeah, that too. It's not a great place. It's not the nice part of Orange County, I'll tell you that. Buena Park, it's not the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, I mean, Yeah, it's not the best.
It's not the best, but it's not like the worst.
No, of course
not. Yeah, but for a 15-year-old to be walking around like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, yeah. You.
Now that you're putting in that perspective, yeah, we're like, fucking 15. Shit.
I mean, now we could go to Buena Park, it'd be nothing, you know? Like, we just walk and chill. But as a 15-year-old,
yeah,
wandering aimlessly, it's not a good place to be. So, anyways, we're like, okay, we got to problem solve this. How are we going to get to the girls if we don't have cars? And Marcos was like, we could take the bus. I'm like, have you taken public transportation like that before? Not really. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I mean, we could figure it out. Let's go on Google and see how we could get there. About three stops to get to Knott's Berry Farm. We got to take the first bus, the second bus, and like a last one to get there.
To get there, yeah.
And we're like, dude, this is going to be a mission, bro. I don't know how we're going to do this. Okay, so the next problem is like, how are we going to get to the bus station? Can your mom take us? Me and my mom had a fight that night before. We couldn't go. I remember DMing a dude. My mom was not letting me go anymore.
He was
like,
go.
Like, we weren't going to go. And we're like, fuck it. Let's just walk. So the first thing was that Roger gets dropped off at my house. We walk from my house to Marcos's house, which is a good like 15-minute walk. And from Marcos's house to the bus station, another 30-minute walk. Yeah. We started our day early walking, 7 bro. 7 a.m. Walk to Marcos's place. Got to the bus station maybe around 8 a.m. And we're like, okay, we got to the bus station, guys. And dude, oh my
God. How the fuck do we use a bus?
We get there. I'm like, dude, which bus is this? Like, which one are we taking, bro? What's the first bus? And I remember you had the screenshot on your phone.
Yeah.
And at that time, unlimited data wasn't popular yet. So you got to hop onto like Wi-Fi's and shit. He just had a screenshot because I think we didn't have like unlimited data at that time.
Yeah, well, my phone wasn't like, it wasn't the fastest.
I didn't even have an iPhone at that time yet. I had like some Android still. Like I was not part of
the pack. I definitely had a Galaxy still.
Yeah, same with Roger. I didn't think he had an iPhone at that time too, right?
No, I don't think
so. So
I
think
I was the only one with the proper phone.
We were under-equipped in this fucking journey, Tony. Really we were under-equipped.
With like one water bottle.
You guys know that I have like 10 years on you and I was riding the bus when I was like 12.
Oh. See?
Well,
without a phone.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. Well, that just shows how...
What kind of generation we fucked.
That just shows what kind of generation we live in.
I would just take... That's just how I got around.
Us, it was a fucking voyage.
Walk down the street and just like...
It's a whole new territory. It's like that journey to the center of the earth and shit.
We were like the first people trying to find fucking transportation to another place.
So funny to me. Yeah. Keep going. I want to hear the rest of the story. Okay, hilarious.
It gets even better. It gets even better. Okay, so we end up actually figuring out the day ride
get
there.
On it that day, Tony. Marcos, I was playing father figure, dude. I was figuring everything out. I was like, okay, we gotta buy a tap card. Mm-hmm. We gotta put this in the tap card and yada yada yada. Okay, don't get off on this stop. We gotta stay on the bus.
Yep.
And then that bus will take us to this stop. And I was figuring it out.
Marcos was the leader of the pack.
It took us 2 hours and 30 minutes, but we got there.
He was the leader of the pack. I was just following everything Marcos was saying. I believed everything he said, too. He could have completely fucking lied to me. He could have completely acted like he knew what was going on, but deep inside, he didn't know. I would have been like, yep, I know he knows what he's doing.
I was hitting bricks the whole time. Dude, tell me why the first bus takes us to LA.
Yeah.
And I was like... Huh, I don't think this is the way of Buena Park, dude.
Yeah.
And then that bus, we stopped, you know where the Tiramia is by Spring Street, I think? So we stopped right in front of the Tiramia.
Dude, how do you remember that?
I don't remember that detail, dude. But we stopped right in front of there, and then we had to wait for the other bus, and that bus went on the freeway.
Oh, I remember that.
That bus had its own little lane for the freeway.
I remember that.
Dude, I was like, holy shit, what is this? This is incredible. This is so awesome. No traffic. Like, we're just going through the freeway, dude. Like, and then I think our next vital stop was Norwalk.
Yeah.
And we got off the bus because I'm an idiot. And I was like, we have to get on another bus. Turns out that was the same bus we had to stay on. So we had to rush back on the bus. Luckily, it didn't leave us.
It didn't leave yet.
So we go back on the bus. And I think we went through like 16 more stops through Norwalk and like freaking then Buena Park. And then eventually it stops us right in front of Knott's.
Yeah.
And we meet up with them.
Yeah.
And it was a great day until about, 6 o'clock?
Yeah. Wait, preface real quick.
What's up?
I remember getting to Knott's Berry, right? And I see, do you remember what kind of car they pulled in? Because I remember clearly.
I don't.
Okay. So I remember walking and I see them kind of drive by. And we're like, damn, we're taking the bus and they're in a fucking Cadillac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're in a Cadillac.
They're in a fucking SUV Cadillac. I was like, yo, what?
Kayla's parents were loaded.
Yeah, Kayla's parents were.
So were Michelle's.
Loaded, yeah. Michelle and Kayla's parents.
They live next to each other, really, in the same, like, town hall area. Little gated
community thingy, Majingy. It wasn't even
a town. They were cousins, so.
Yeah, they were cousins, yeah. They got dope. I was like, But anyways, I just wanted to make that. Put that out there. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So we get to Knott's. Typical day at Knott's, you know, try to get on everything. Freaking Supreme Scream. It's probably the scariest ride.
I didn't go on it.
He didn't go on. He was, fuck that.
I'm scared of rides.
Of course, Accelerator was closed like every other fucking day. Yeah. eventually, it gets to 6 o'clock and it starts to get a little gray outside. Yeah. Slightly overcast. And we're like, it better not fucking rain.
Oh my God.
It better not rain. Like, we're trying to stay here till at least till closing. Yeah, and then boom, out of nowhere, it just starts freaking pouring like hard, bro. Like, just torrential rain. Freaking crazy hard. And we're like, shit. Like, what are we going to do? Fun. The next bus doesn't get here till a certain time. But even then, we're so like in cloud nine.
Yeah. With,
like, the women that we're like, fuck this. We don't want to go home. Like, let's go watch a movie. So we ended up watching Fast Six.
Yeah.
Fast Six. Went to there's a theater down right the street. It's right next to the John's Incredible Pizza.
Yeah.
It's in that same little like Plaza Mall area. Yeah. And I barely afforded that fucking movie. I remember. Dude, I think so I had to ask Justin for like $3 because I couldn't even fucking make it.
We went to the ATM, didn't we, to get some cash?
I think so. We had to, bro. But we were just dead broke kids.
Yeah.
First of all, we had to run through the fucking torrential rain to get to the movie theater.
Yep,
and it's legit about half a mile, maybe a little more.
We fucking ran in there.
We ran that. We ran like, and we're just pouring soaking wet until we get to the theater. Everyone's just looking at us like, what are these fucking guys like just chilling in the rain, just walking around or what? What's going on with these guys? Watch the movie. And the whole time though, I was kind of just on my phone because I was checking the time to see when the bus will arrive, you know? It was just cutting it close, dude. And we legit cut it like 5 minutes close.
Yeah.
So we started running from the theater to get to the bus station or to the bus stop.
Wait. Pause real quick. I remember when we get to the movie theater, I remember we took separate seats. Like, you guys went one way, we went another way. And honestly, I totally
just blinked out of the theater. I only remember getting there, but I don't fucking remember.
Yeah. I remember just watching the movie.
I don't even remember seeing the movie.
I remember some of it. But... Okay, do you remember how we all ended up splitting up, like, after the movie? They just went on their own way, right?
Like,
we
they're ready, like, the parents were looking for them or something.
Yeah.
They couldn't be seen with us, obviously, so.
Of course, yeah.
But, like I said, we're cutting it super close. Dude, we had to run to the bus station. There was a lot of running that day. Had to run to the bus station, and thankfully, the bus was late. The bus was fucking late. And, dude, eventually the bus comes, and it's, what, 11, 12?
It's like 11. Yeah.
It's like 12 and we hop on the bus and we had to do the same route. It's the same damn route, but going back towards home. So we're on the freeway again in LA and this bus legit stops on the freeway, but right under us, it's Watts, California. Mm-hmm. Right under us, bro.
Watts.
And we're tripping now because we're like, wait, is this the right stop? But I'm like, I was so confident. I was like, yeah, I'm sure this is the right stop. Like, I'm going according to plan right here.
Yep.
So we're questioning ourselves because it legit took like, what, an hour for the next bus to get there?
Yep.
There was like a delay or something happened. And like, we just never thought the bus was going to show up, honestly. We thought our lives were done for. Like, him and Roger were just going at it at this point at each other's necks. Like,
we were hating each
other. Just fucking going at it. Arguing. And then like, then we're like, let's figure this out, right? Let's see if we can take a taxi or like, let's try to figure some shit out. We have no money. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? So we fucking go downstairs. And first thing we see is... it's a hobo going to town on the fucking... He's on the road just breakdancing.
Yeah.
Literally putting on a performance in the middle of the road.
Pushing
and shit.
A cart across the street.
And see another guy pushing the cart. And then like, we're just like, what the fuck? We see needles everywhere.
It's just not a situation
for we're just like, 15-year-olds. We're like, dude, we're just scared shitless.
Yeah, we're scared.
We walk up to a gas station, try to get a... Everyone's phone's dead. Yeah. Well, actually, my phone, I'm the only one with the phone, right? My shit's on verge of dying. And we go up to the gas station, we knock, we're like, hey, like, and there's a guy right there reading a newspaper, bro. He's right there, just right in front of, next to the window. We're just tapping, we're going crazy.
Yep.
Not paying damn mind. He's like, I'm not looking. I am not fucking looking. I'm not dealing with this right now. We're like, shit, dude. We're kind of just stuck, dude. And I was like, guys, let's just go back up. And hopefully, hopefully the bus shows up.
Yeah.
And yeah, the bus shows up eventually. But as soon as we get to the bus, these two guys just crash on each other's shoulders, fucking completely knock out.
Yeah, we fall asleep.
And then I'm like, that's when I felt like the father.
Yeah,
looking at like my children.
Two dudes just sleep. They were just fighting 1 second ago.
Yeah.
Now they're sleeping next to each other.
All cold and shit. And then I'm having conversation with like a 6-year-old Hispanic man.
I remember this guy.
And we legit, he's from Almani too, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we're going to the same location. He's like, hey, my friend's actually a taxi driver. Do you guys want a ride to wherever you guys are going?
Yeah.
Right? So they dropped me off across the street from my house. And then, but the whole time the guy was like, no, he'll do it for free. He'll do it for free. They end up charging him and Roger when he gets to Justin's house. And how much did he charge? Like $16?
Yeah, $16. Oh, that's nothing, dude. It's like my last $16.
Yeah, dude. I think Roger had to pay for it. We just haven't paid Roger back ever since.
Yeah, we still owe Roger $16.
Paid Roger for that shit.
Yeah.
And both of them end up having to sleep in the car. Justin's mom's car.
I didn't have the keys to the house.
And his mom were fighting, and he told his mom he was going to sleep over at Roger's house. And Roger told his mom he's going to sleep over at Justin's house.
So we ended up sleeping in the car that night. And then we woke up at like 6, and then we knocked on the door, and my mom let me in. And yeah, just for some girls that we thought we loved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. And that was nuts.
And let me give you some context on the girls we were dating real quick. So... not like talking crowd, like okay. So, the girl I was dating, I never thought I would get with her. Like I was like, she's way too hot for me. Like that was my inkling. I was like, yeah, I don't think she'd ever get with me. And I guess I got with her, but I was just used as a rebound. I don't know if you remember that situation.
Yeah, that was a rough go around.
Everybody knew I was the rebound, except me. I was naive to that. I was just like, you know, maybe she really did move on. Dude, literally, she just broke up with her boy like, what, 2-3 days before she got with me?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, man, it's all high school shit, dog. Like, how come I never thought of that? But yeah, at that time, I was like, dude, there's no way. And then with Roger's girl, how did they get together? Do you remember? I don't even remember.
Remember, we always would pride ourselves on we're the ones that made them meet because that Knott's trip actually kind of sparked that.
I remember.
Because we forced, I think I still have that photo on Twitter. We forced Roger to wear a vest with no shirt under and a bow tie. And then I remember the sign too. It said it would be a spike if you went with me to prom.
Yeah, because she was a volleyball player.
Wow. I remember that. And his mom made the sign.
And
we pulled up, fucking this guy's looking like an idiot.
Dude, it's so stupid.
She's outside her house. He's with the sign and like, prom?
Didn't we scoot her and walk over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so funny, bro. I just want the reason why we brought all this up because of Superbad. I just would love to try to make a movie about that.
It's just the journey you do for...
We got to find 3 kids that looked like us when we were 15 and have them play us.
Of course, we'll exaggerate the situation.
Yeah, we'll exaggerate some more. We'll probably do some like somebody getting stabbed or something. Yeah.
Someone gets hit by the bus.
Something. Cool. It'll be comedy. It'll be like a super bad high school movie. Yeah. Maybe one of us takes drugs for the first time or something during this trip. So, you know, something. I just want to make a movie based off that.
Because, I mean, honestly, Superbad is like the last coolest high school movie. Yeah. There's nothing really that's come out. 17 Again, maybe
21 Jump Street. I kind of.
Oh,
like.
But you're not wrong about that.
But they're not like really in high school.
Correct.
Though. But 21 Jump Street was pretty cool to me.
What's that damn movie? With the party X?
Project X.
Is that a high school movie?
Kind of like more of a party movie, isn't it? Yeah. But high school, like definitely like. Based in high school, 21 Jump Street and like Superbad are like the last two that I like. Maybe High School Musical. I'm scared.
Oh, you're a fucking sucker for that thing.
I love High School Musical. I wish they make a Disney reboot movie, not the show, because I know they made a show reboot.
That's where What's Your Name comes from.
Olivia
Rodrigo.
Yeah, I wish they make a high school feature movie, like High School Musical reboot. And I would love to audition for Troy Bolton.
The thing is, though, it's like at the time, like those movies were made for us because we're not clear thinkers. But now look back at the movies and kind of just like just relook at them, and you're just kind of like,
dude, have you heard the song? Re-listen to Every Day and High School Musical 2. Every day of my life.
No, well, okay. Let me talk. I mean, the music was always good. I mean, it was well written. But just like, I don't know. I'm probably my favorite was still HS3, honestly.
What?
I really
That's my HS3. Least favorite. Really? Yeah. 1 and 2 is like my favorite. Dude.
Oh, man. I grew up all around Disney, man, just having literally all girl cousins, most girl cousins.
Yeah.
And then just growing up and fucking, that's what we grew up on, honestly. Like, I wouldn't listen to, but they would listen to Jonas Brothers all the time.
Oh, I love Jonas Brothers.
So I remember I fucking fucked with Burning Up for You. Dude, that's a great song.
I love that song, dude.
I really love, have you seen the movie Lemonade Mouth? No. Seen Lemonade Mouth?
What's that about?
What is it? It's about, I gotta rewatch it. I gotta rewatch it, dude. It's a great movie, though. I suggest it. It's a great Disney movie.
Yeah.
Put all Disney in front of
all me. All I gotta say is,
don't do this.
Every day.
Oh, my God.
Of our lives. Wanna find you there. Oh, I just got muted. See, I was about to put on a performance for you guys right now, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been to karaoke in a long time, and I kind of want to see if they have like High School Musical songs on,
because they probably have them.
If they do, bro, oh my God, I'm going ballistic in there, bro. Oh my, I'm putting on a High School Musical song and I'm singing it like.
Have you ever done karaoke, Tony? I've never done karaoke.
I have. In Japan, yeah. I did it.
Oh,
that's shut what you told up. You guys. Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know about the karaoke part. I think you did.
Yeah. I got wasted.
Dude, I would be wasted too. I'd put on Did you put on a performance of a lifetime?
I'm sure I did. I don't know.
Oh, he got wasted.
I was gone. I woke up with a broken phone and hotel room was covered in water. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, you you definitely put on a fucking show.
Holy shit.
Yo, what?
Whoa, hotel
room. Why was it filled with water?
I guess I spilled water everywhere. I don't remember. Like, I don't know where I got that much water. Because it was like 3 gallons of water just like
what the
all over the room.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what happened here?
Oh,
and it was water. Like, it was just like the shower was way far away from where that happened.
Yeah.
So I don't know if like I spilled water everywhere and then I just threw away the containers. It was just like, I don't want
to. Quick question. Was there a bidet in the room?
No.
Okay.
Oh, not in the room. There's in the
bathroom. It was in the bathroom. Yeah. Can you, is it long enough for you to be spraying everywhere? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Was there a detachable like sink? Like, you know, those.
No. Like, that's what.
Dude, my boy Tony, I don't know. I don't know what you did that day.
I don't know what I did.
Where did the water come from? Did you get, like, where did it come from?
That's what I don't know.
Did the sprinklers come on, maybe?
Yeah. Smoke a cigarette in there?
Inside.
Okay.
I think I could have, though. Like, that was a smoking room.
Oh, okay.
See.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I would be kind of confused. I just came home from karaoke drunk as heck and I wake up and there's water everywhere.
Well, I was super confused.
I'm like,
there's a few things that could have happened. Okay. Like, realistically, like, I know that I was buying bottles of water, like, right. I was buying like liters and gallons of water. Yeah. To drink.
Yeah.
So realistically, I could have bought 2 gallons, being like, I'm gonna be hungover tomorrow. And like brought them up and then somehow didn't do something correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the containers went. There's also always the possibility that I got ice.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
And I didn't bucket it. I just probably got a bag of ice and just left it somewhere.
Mm.
And then made a mess. I was really drunk. So like, I don't
see.
I don't know. I don't even know how I got to the hotel room.
That explains it all. That explains it. If you can't even remember getting to the hotel room, of course you're not going to remember how water got all over the room. Mm-hmm. Maybe you took a shower in the middle of the room. You're like, fuck it. I'm going to just walk around and take a shower.
That's the other thing.
What if you're like, I need to sober up right now? You just
pour everything in your face. Yeah.
Did you wake up wet?
I had a towel.
You had a towel.
Yeah, I was clothed. but I had a towel like on the bed.
Oh, then you probably did something. Yeah. You're probably like, there's some mysteries of.
Yeah, it Tony. Wasn't that wet, so like, I don't know.
Okay.
It's fucking. Huh. That's a damn mystery.
Wait, quick thing though. While we're talking about Japan and everything, I don't know why seaweed came into my mind while we were talking about Japan. And now I'm thinking about like spam and.
Spam musubi?
And rice.
Ooh.
And egg.
Okay.
I know we have a lunch break coming on after this. All I have to say is that there's spam in this house, and maybe we could make some spam and make like a breakfast. No, we'll make it right now once we get off this episode. But I just want everyone to hear what was in my mind.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Like just, being transparent.
Some spam, some rice.
That's cool. I like spam.
Some eggs.
Yeah,
those are hard to get right now.
We can have like a. Dude, honestly, dude, I saw some guys selling some eggs for like $200. Pretty wild. There was one thing I wanted to ask the both of you before I got into my spam talk right now.
Over easy.
You don't like spam. Okay, what's the best egg for you? Like, how do you like your eggs?
Okay, I'm going to preface this by saying if I'm going out anywhere, I do not eat eggs.
Why?
They will destroy my stomach.
Ah.
If I'm at home all day, I love
fuck
eggs.
Up some eggs.
Yeah. Why? So, why do you think that?
Why do I think that?
Yeah, like why do you? Why does it fuck up your stomach?
I'm pretty sure it just has like if I eat like fresher eggs, like if I buy eggs from like a farmer's market where like they were just hatched like 2 days ago, it's usually okay.
Okay.
But like market eggs,
nah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we're not eating eggs today then.
No, I can have one, it'll be okay.
Okay.
And then I gotta go home, you know. Once we go home.
What kind of eggs do you like? Like, how do you like them cooked?
All the ways.
All the ways.
Yeah, I think there's two. I like a soft boil, like a... You guys ever had like a 6-minute egg?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm
like
not.
Like what they put in ramen.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Good.
So I do that. I love that.
Yeah.
And then if I'm doing a pan, it's usually like a nice pan fry where it's crispy in the edges and like runny yolk. Yeah, so that's one good. Of those two.
Yeah, that sounds good. How about you, Marcos? What's the best egg type for you?
Damn. It depends on the meal, honestly.
Okay.
Like, I was never really a fan of sunny side up for a while, actually.
That's just with the yolk
on top.
And the whites, yeah.
I was like, fucking yolk just threw me off, the texture and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I do fuck with a sunny side up. Egg on a burger, like
ooh.
That on a burger, ooh. Like just transforms the burger
some
completely.
Avocado on that,
thing. Yeah, like the egg yolk dripping down on the side of your bacon. Like, I'm sorry, vegans, if you guys are listening, but I mean, yeah, that way or like if it's like a classic lumberjack breakfast from Denny's or like something like that.
Stop it, Marcos.
I love some scrambled or over easy eggs for sure.
Stop it.
Do you
dude.
Put ketchup on your scrambled eggs?
I used to. Never. I was an animal like that.
Did you? Do you not like that? No. Okay.
I wasn't that dude. I was that kid who would put ketchup on
everything,
brother.
Terrible,
dude. Would make fucking ketchup like
dude's putting ketchup on rice
sandwiches, bro. Like, just like that.
My neighbor does that. Puts ketchup on rice. My neighbor put ketchup on tamales, and I was like, no.
I think one of the most controversial things I've put ketchup on was probably pizza.
Ketchup,
I mean,
what?
It's already
It's, yeah.
Tomato
like,
sauce, right?
It's a different, yeah. I mean, they're both.
It's just sweeter.
It's sweeter, right? So, like, what was kind of what we used to do for football. I don't even know why that we would do this. So, our routine was we'd go to practice. After practice, there was a Sam's Club or there was a McDonald's.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, it's either we'd yes. fucking, during my freshman year, I remember, shout out to Teddy. Teddy would bring his gallon of water. And, dude, we would always just fuck up that soda machine. Like, it'd be four of us surrounding it. And like just Teddy pouring in anything we want, high C, whatever it is, and then like, well, I'll take turns, dude, chilling in that McDonald's for 3 hours, just drinking soda, fucking around, just talking, and it'd be that, or we would go to the Sam's Club, and dude, Sam's Club is the go-to.
Fire.
You get the pizza combo, or you get the hot dog combo. Dude, the hot dog combo is like $150. They're trying to raise it, by the way. Hashtag don't raise the hot dog combo.
What?
Yeah, bro, they're trying to raise it,
dude.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. And then the pizza combo, standard giant slice of pizza. God. And a drink. And the drinks were refillable.
The big ones, too, like the 32 ounce ones.
You can just refill. And they had Powerade, crispy, ice cold Powerade, dude. With the with the 3-meat pizza slice and a little fucking drip of ketchup right there.
The cheese, too, on there, dude. The cheese on there were like perfectly melted.
Yeah.
It's like a good amount. The fucking Italian sausage, the pepperoni. Oh my gosh. Yes, the bacon bits, dude. Oh, dude, that was the go-to, bro.
Prices, dude. Like, all we needed was $3.
Yeah, $3. Every time I had, like, quarters and, like, $2 bills, and I'm...
Yeah, you're set.
I'm there with it, baby.
Honestly.
I'm there with it. Like, I would... Okay, my mom would give me, like, $20 at the start of the week, right? And, like, the first 2 days with those $20, I'm bougie. I'm getting a fucking McDonald's meal, maybe a Big Mac. And then once I get to, the last $3, I already know where I'm going. I'm making sure I have a last $3.50 so that I could go to Sam's Club at the end of the week and get my pizza.
Honestly.
Like, I was... Dude, $20 lasted me a week. Like, I was... Dude, if I had to buy, like, $1 Takis sometimes, I'm on that, you know?
Honestly, I had kind of like the reverse thing for me. Like, my dad was so fed up with my shit. Because, dude, I went to prom 3 times.
I know, man.
So, and I played sports all 4 years.
So, you went to prom like as a junior?
Freshman?
Sophomore.
I went freshman, junior, and senior year.
Damn.
He's about that life, bro.
Who took you as a freshman?
A senior.
Damn, dude.
I remember, dude, I think I've told this story before, but when she asked me, bro, I was. Little freshman mentality, right? I was so into sports, bro. Sports were my fucking life. Like, that was all I would want to do 24/7 all the time. Fuck school, sports. So during lunch, I would go and play basketball my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time. Like, during freshman year, it was basketball during lunch. I wouldn't even eat, dude. I'd just go straight play basketball for a whole 30, 40 minutes, right? Dude, I just finished a heavy basketball session. I'm sweating. Hands are all black, dude. Disgusting. Like, just completely gross. Yeah. And here comes some girl with a fucking sign that's all made out of goldfish. Literally. Like all individual pieces of goldfish.
Like the food goldfish?
Like, yes.
Like the crackers?
Like crack, my bad. Yes, let me be specific. The snack goldfish.
Yeah,
because it'd be terrible if she killed it, but the snack goldfish.
The snack that smiles back, goldfish. Those mother truckers. She had a whole sign of those truckers. And it said, "Will you go to prom with me?" And she had like a basket of candy and stuff like that. And
did you eat the goldfish?
Huh?
Did you eat the goldfish?
Dude, no. I have a bad rep with goldfish and Cheez-Its.
Okay. Wait, why? Oh, bad breath.
No, like bad rep. Like bad rep. My body just doesn't resonate well with them for some reason. But why? I had one really bad situation where I was a lot younger. Yeah. And maybe they were expired or I don't know what the hell it was, dude.
Dude had trauma.
But literally, like,
just never went back.
You holding on to the rail trauma, like,
yeah,
like both sides trauma, dude. And I was like, fucking in third grade trauma, like, dude, like, and I've never gone out of my way to go and buy Cheez-Its.
You need to go to therapy for that.
Okay, so she asked you out. What happened?
I don't know how that led to that.
Talking about you dying from goldfish now.
Oh man, that's awesome, dude. What was so awesome about it was I had a crush on this girl. Like, she's a really close friend to my cousin, and she would come around all the time, and like I just always had this affliction, like this affection, like I just always, like, you know, I was like, you know, always had something for her. So then when she told me, I was like really through the roof. I was like, holy shit, dude. I think she even paid for my tux.
Damn. She did?
Damn. I think they got my Rex, tux.
You need to hear how this sounds, okay? You're a freshman kid, guy, getting asked out by a senior girl, and she pays for your tux?
Yeah.
Were you old for a freshman?
No, but I was tall, so...
Oh, okay. But you weren't like...
No, I'm actually younger than Justin.
Okay. Yeah, he's younger than me. He's like 6'1 at that time, right? 6'2 already? As a freshman.
Yeah.
He's that guy. Like, dude. if you're a fucking freshman, you get asked out to prom, and it was a senior girl asking you, you're that fucking guy. Like, you're that man. You say that somewhere else in this world, like, wait, what? Wait, continue. I'm sorry.
It's all leading back to, my dad didn't fucking feel like that. I'm not.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding. No, dude, like, I don't even feel like that, though, for some reason. Like,
really?
I thought it was cool, like, to go to prom. Well, and
like a child.
It was awesome because, like, I was seeing all these seniors that I looked up to at the time that played football and like basketball. That were like kind of respected among the school, and I'm like, I felt cool because I was like, I'm going to prom with these guys, you know. Yeah. And they're like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
What's this freshman doing here?
Seriously, dude. They're like, what the hell? Like, okay, that's all right. Who the, okay, cool. You know? But yeah, fucking dad didn't fuck with that at all because, I mean, I had no job. Who's going to pay for it? My dad is going to pay for it.
So, like, prom was expensive,
yeah, bro. The tickets were like 90, 100 bucks.
Yeah.
And then, so yeah, I had to pay for that all three times. And then sports all 4 years. So with sports come packages that you have to pay for.
Yep.
And sometimes you would even have to do like charity shit. Not charity necessarily, because it's fundraising for the team, right? So yeah, it was a lot of that. So it was a lot of money asked, and yeah, he was just like tired of it. So, but I mean, those are some of the memories that I'm gonna take with me for sure.
Dude, fucking, I remember just paying for all. Dude, we had travel ball too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we had a lot of things to pay for.
Yeah. Dude, as a youngin, 15 years old, you know what I'm saying? But dude, ah, man, I remember just being in high school. I don't know how we ate Wingstop, we ate pizzas, we ate all these crazy things before a game. I would eat fucking a whole 10-piece combo meal at Wingstop, fries, soda, and all of the wings and all of the ranches, and I would go and play a 40-minute basketball
game. We literally lost. We lost the game because...
We ate Wingstop.
We literally had Wingstop before the game.
Everybody,
I don't know why the hell my coach thought it was a great fucking idea, but we literally we all walked to the damn Wingstop, yeah. Bro. We all ate, and everyone was just lazy, bro. Just straight up lazy. And it was a fucking playoff game.
No.
It was CIF, bro.
It wasn't. It was against Pomona, remember?
I think that was... No, that wasn't a CIF game. That was a preseason game. Either way, it was preseason.
It was a big preseason game.
But it was a big preseason game. Yeah. We're a good team. We could have won that game. Yeah. But, dude, everyone was just so heavy, like, so, like, immobile that it was just... Our coach was just like, fuck, this is kind of on me.
Except me, I still had, like, 25 that game.
This fucking guy.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, let me tell you one of the greatest all-time basketball memories that I have with Justin.
I need to
hear this. You know this one? This.
I don't know.
It happened during a summer league.
Okay, I remember. Go ahead.
Okay. So one of the greatest fucking times of all time. And this was at a time where Justin was, he wasn't a ball hogger, but he was our best player on our team. So obviously he's going to take most of the shots. But sometimes some were controversial.
I was a ball hogger. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
I was trying to play.
I don't want to shit on him, but yeah, he was a
ball hogger. I was trying to play college ball. I was trying to score as many points as I can.
But he was the best player on the team. So like it really, you know. But there was this one time where he fucking trusted me, bro. And I'm going to be real, dude. I'm not the fucking best ball player. But I did improve a lot my senior year. But yeah, there was no trust there because I would miss a lot of fucking layups. That was like my specialty is missing layups.
And I'm glad you're saying this right now.
Bro, I know the kind of player I was. Yeah. Bro. Like, why am I going to front? Like, and I'm proud of myself because I did improve my senior year. Like, you did. A lot.
Immensely.
Bro, but fucking the first time that I was like, damn, this guy actually trusts me. we're tied. It's about like what 30 seconds left. We're playing against.
It was less than 30 seconds.
It was like 15 probably.
15, 10 seconds.
They just scored to tie the game, and this is against Amani High School, which is part of our league. And this is during summer league, so you had to set the tone and let them know like, hey, we're not gonna fuck around in league. Like this is the kind of team we're gonna be. And they had a really good tall player. He was probably their best player on the team. But this guy was just, he knew how to score.
Dominguez.
He was really efficient, dude. He was really good. And he was having a great fucking game, honestly. Like, he was giving us a run for our money.
Yeah, like, dirty that game.
Yeah. And we're coming down the court, 15 seconds left. And these guys knew that Justin fucking wasn't going to pass it. Like, they knew exactly, like, he was going to take the last shot. He had to take the last shot, you know? Like, come on, he's a star player, MVP, he has to take the last shot. They fucking come down, and two guys collapse him, dude. As soon as two guys collapse him, which is the center and the point guard, they both collapse him, he drops it right down to me. Perfect fucking pass. As I'm up already, dude, and all I had to do was flip it in there. As I flip it in there, dude, one of those guys chops down my arm, dude, and my shoulder pops out of his socket.
Yeah.
Literally, dude, mid-shot. Thankfully, that shoulder. Shit goes in, dude. It fucking goes in.
Imagine if it didn't.
And I'm running down the court like this, dog. My
shoulders out.
My shoulders out of my socket. I'm running down the court with my hand under my fucking armpit. Like, hopefully this shit pops back in or something. Or like, I'm just scared, bro. And I'm just like happy, but I'm like, holy shit, I'm hurt. And then I'm trying to guard the Dominguez guy. He's running down the damn court. And he hits like a dump. He throws the shot up, but luckily it goes out. Yeah. And then everyone just starts storming me and shit like,
you get a broken with a fucking shoulder.
Like this guy's like, wait, I gotta adjust myself. And so sports kind of fucked both of my shoulders up, especially football. Like I have no tissue or cartilage in any shoulders. So even like this shit can pop out when I sleep. That bad. Like it's happened to me at least more than 5 times where one of each shoulder has popped out while I'm literally sleeping.
Yeah. Do you put it back yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what happened. That's what I had to do. Like it's just like moving up and down. Or what I got taught at the doctor's office was you can just lay on it and you roll to your side and it'll just go right back in.
You're like an action, like one of these guys.
Literally.
Yep. Yeah. Just pop it right back in, boy.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
Pop it right back in.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of my main focus right now in the gym is working on my shoulders.
Gotta get those
the shoulders right.
Rotator cuff.
Exactly. But that's the big problem that happened to me in fucking high school throughout the year was the damn shoulders, dude.
Yeah, all I gotta say is, man, that summer league, we went like 15-1.
Yeah, we went 15-1.
Lost like one game.
And we went off that momentum because our first couple of games was a championship, was a tournament.
Yeah.
And we won that tournament.
First championship and only championship.
And only championship we won for that team.
Should have won.
We went third in league, which was not bad.
We sound like those high school guys.
Yeah, just the reminisce.
We're one of those guys.
Yeah, man. We are, dude.
Reminiscing on the good old days.
Son of a bitch, man.
Man, then we should have won that. You know, we should have won that championship. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that was awesome, though.
That was a great experience. It was, man.
So awesome.
It made my high school experience like the best.
Oh, most definitely.
I'm not one of those guys that be like, oh, I hated high school. I loved it.
I mean, I don't want to fucking, you know, get all sentimental and emotional right now, but like that's how me and Justin met. Like literally, this is the start of our fucking friendship. It was basketball.
Yeah.
And now look where we're at, you know, all these years later, all because of a damn sport.
All because of that ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the beauty in it, man.
It's the beauty of sports. It brings people together.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's about to mute me. I saw the hand. Every time I get into a skit or like some kind of fucking character, I see the hand.
Yeah, this is why we're hiring Tony for the future.
It was only because you were getting loud. It wasn't because you were...
Okay. It's okay.
I see.
It's okay. Yeah, so, you know, I'm from Bombón Live Beach, you know, Australia.
Oh, no, not the Bombón. Yeah,
you know, I'm working on it.
The Bombón Live Beach.
This is not any disrespect to anybody. It's just more of like, you know, we have characters, you know, if actors from Britain can play American actors, or can American actors play an Australian actor, you know, and Marcus is about to leave and take a bathroom break. So I'm going to be joining you guys here today and I'm going to work on an accent with Tony. So Tony, how does this sound? Is this a little bit better than the last time? Or is it still a little exaggerated?
It's a little bit better.
It's a little bit better.
Or you're hearing Marco P.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's all right. People can hear that. The bathroom is right next to where we're recording.
We're recording in the bathroom.
Yeah, we're recording in a bathroom. It's a pretty big bathroom. So after this episode, we're gonna make some spam and eggs. We got some seaweed and we got some rice. So we can make like a spam and soupy type of deal. And we can maybe post it on Instagram when this episode drops. We could post it, you know, like right next to it. If you listen to the episode all the way to the end, we talk about spam, eggs, some seaweed, and some rice. Is the accent getting better?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thank you.
It's pretty good.
Well, mate, cheers to that.
Oh, no.
Cheers. Yeah, they say cheers.
They do. Yeah.
Well, you know, yesterday I was at Bondi Beach and I was looking at the lifeguard, and when I was looking at the lifeguard, I want to be that lifeguard. I want to be the safe space of the people at the beach for holiday. Yeah, you know, and you know, we just try our best. No, I'm not cutting this out. I'm working on my accent while you take a bathroom break. Well, Marcus is back, so I'm back to American Justin here. Maybe I start speaking in Tagalog. Ano, pare, kamusta? Ano, ano? Okay ba lahat? Okay ba buhay mo? Okay ba lahat? Kamusta? Kamusta? That means good morning.
Magandang umaga po.
There you go. All right, you wanna, how about you, Tony? You want to give it a shot? Magandang umaga.
What am I saying?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I swear it says good
morning. No, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not playing around. Yeah.
Go again.
Magandang umaga po.
Magandang umaga
po.
Po.
Damn.
Nice.
He caught that good, dude. That's great. I mean, Spanish and Tagalog are pretty similar in dialect. Okay, before we go, I was talking to Tony about the spam eggs and rice situation.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Right.
And I told him, I was like, okay, when we post this episode, I'm going to post like a dumb thing for this episode where we post a picture of what we actually make. So now the pressure is on to make some really good looking food. So we got to cut that spam the right way.
Okay.
What kind of eggs are we cooking?
You don't have a spam cutter?
I don't.
Whoa, that's a thing?
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's like a V shape. One side you put the spam block and then the other side has wires.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, wires, and you just close it, and it just cuts it uniformly.
See, nice. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
So now you guys will see our actual cutting skills, because we're actually going to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tool. See, they know how transparent that is, because I never knew that existed.
Yeah.
So now they're going to really know that we're actually going to cut it. So we will actually show some marksmanship right now.
I wouldn't trust you now because you just like over explained it.
Yeah, I know. It's like this guy's lying for sure.
Definitely don't know about this thing.
Definitely don't have.
Never even heard of it.
What are you even talking about? What are you. Spam cutter?
Now, especially if the spam that we post looks fucking perfect and we're like, these motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're gonna.
These. So there's no these way. There's Amazon no shoppers. Getting. Yeah. There's no getting out of this. This either gonna be really shitty and it actually looked like we didn't have a spam cutter, it's gonna look too good where it's like, yeah, these motherfuckers definitely had a spam cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if I mean who
it is what it is.
Dude, I saw our conversations just they're just all off over the spectrum.
I mean, it's hilarious though, dude, honestly. Like, imagine you start off the day, this episode starts off in the psychology world and it's serious, you get some good stuff out of it, and then the second half of it is just like
banter.
It's fun though, you know. I would listen, dude, if I was driving to San Francisco and I wanted to listen to podcasts, because okay, when I listen to a serious podcast and if it's like an hour and a half long, I kind of get tired of it. Like my attention kind of goes away, you know, like after 30 minutes of some serious deep talk, I'm just like, okay, I need to take a little break before I go back in. And I would want something that's like kind of like light, and this is perfect because the first 30 minutes is like, you know, serious, and then the last half is talking about our high school experience, not high school experience, it's like more of like, you know, what that story. And then Tony getting drunk in Japan and
true,
you know, his room just being covered in water. We're talking about spam cutters. Dude, I'm just getting hungrier every time I mention spam, bro. Like,
that's what I'm most excited about in Hawaii.
Oh,
is that they casually just spell spam. They casually sell spam with Subi, yeah, like
everywhere. Everywhere.
Save this for the next episode. We're going to talk about traveling in the next episode.
Okay.
Okay, Easter egg. We're talking about our travel experiences.